The reports are true. It's a huge moment for our baseball team. We get a whole lot better on the field. Bryce Harper is a sensational teammate. We would look forward to having him in our clubhouse if the reports were true.
If the reports are true, huh? Oh, okay, sure. What's going on, everybody? Devon Givens with you, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio. Only from Comcast, it is 7:02, and it is a big, big day in Philadelphia. I take everything back bad that I said about the Phillies, maybe yesterday, because, hey, we were all sitting here looking at, listen, let's point the finger at this one, because the Giants are now in it, the Dodgers are going to take over, and who is going to gain the services of Bryce Harper? And we're talking about big-time money, 10 years, $300 million, right? That was the number. Then we start to hear, well, they never even offered $300 million. And you cannot allow Manny Machado to get a big contract like he did from the San Diego Padres and Bryce Harper not get something similar, if not better. Well, as things came down in the late 2 o'clock hour from John Heyman, and boy, does he now look good. As much as he was destroyed on the MLB Network and talking about how Philadelphia was not the place for Bryce Harper simply because he did not like Philadelphia, well, John Heyman broke the story early on and just simply put on his tweet, breaking Bryce to the Phillies. And then it just hit like wildfire. Everyone started to have their sources, check their sources and this source and everybody putting it all out there. And guess what, everybody? 13 years, $330 million for Bryce Harper, a power move by the Philadelphia Phillies. And I didn't see 13 coming. We kept talking about, was it going to be 10? Could they go to 8? Maybe 5 for the Los Angeles Dodgers. The San Francisco Giants jump in with 10 years, but $13 million. So he gets about, what, 25 annually? And still hits that 330 mark. He gets more than Stanton. He feels good. Everybody is happy now. We can all rejoice and feel great about this move by the Philadelphia Phillies. And look at the offseason real fast before we get to your calls. 610-632-0975. You get Segura, Real Muto, McCutcheon, Robertson out of the bullpen, and of course, now Bryce Harper. So this has been a fantastic offseason for the Philadelphia Phillies, topped off, of course, by this big fish that they were able to reel in, Bryce Harper, 13 years, $330 million. Couldn't you believe it? So we're going to take your reaction. We have an abbreviated show here with you this evening because the Sixers are playing tonight. We cannot ignore the Philadelphia 76ers. They are playing the Oklahoma City Thunder. 8 o'clock tip right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian Seltzer with the pregame coverage starting around 7:50. So we'll run up to about 7:45, taking your reaction to this enormous news about the Phillies and Bryce Harper finally coming to an agreement on a deal. Again, a 13-year, $330 million deal. So that's a great move by the Phillies once again. John Middleton, everyone loves you. It's all good. No worries anymore. Now we get greedy, right? Now we can look at Keuchel and or Kimbrel and maybe also go that direction to help the pitching staff and really put things together for the Phillies to make this run. They are the favorites, arguably the favorites in the National League East, and they're going to be in contention for the pennant and quite possibly getting to that World Series and be a World Series contender as well. So your thoughts on this, an abbreviated show once again, 610-632-0975. So let's start off in South Jersey with Alex right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Alex.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you? Things change, huh? Things change. 24 hours ago, we were destroying the Phillies and pointing the finger at Middleton if he does not get this done. And look at where we are now.
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. So I have a lot of truth and a lot of love and a lot of excitement in my next few statements. First of all, it's not over. Spend the money. Get Keuchel. Go all in. We need him.
See, getting greedy,
honestly,
right?
It's not greedy. Because my next statement, you just said, you know, we might be the favorites.
Right.
Those Braves are sneaky. And the Braves actually have a decent bullpen. And if you look at what they did, their bullpen actually really flexed, you know, throughout the season. So if we're going to try and keep up with them, we need to go and get Keuchel and we need to go and get that final piece.
All right, well, I hear you on that. And let me ask you this, Alex, though, before you go.
Sure.
Talk about the lineup and what they were able to do the offseason before you get to Kemble and Keuchel and all of that. But what they've done thus far in putting together this team. Now, how do you feel about them overall?
I think if you look at Harper, he goes without saying, like, we don't need to talk about Harper at all. Like,
right.
His name, he's great. I think bringing McCutchen in was really, really sneaky because I still think he might be a little bit older than he was, you know, 3 or 4 years ago on SportsCenter making all these moves. He's got that wily veteran's eye now, and he's got the influence, I think, over maybe some of our younger players. If you look at Cabrera, if you look at some of the other people that we're looking at just lack discipline, you know, I think bringing McCutchen in as a veteran presence in the outfield, but more in the clubhouse, he knows the right way of doing things. And I think for some of our younger players, he's going to be great because as much as I love Bryce Harper, we all know he's kind of a firebrand. And
well, that's okay. You don't mind that at all, Alex. Thanks for the call. You don't mind a fiery a personality like that, especially here in Philadelphia. We don't mind that at all as long as you back it up. And now with this price tag on him, yes, the expectations are going to be there, but they'll give him plenty of time to go out there and perform and earn his keep as long as the wins are picking up. And, of course, you get production from all of these other players that they've brought in, of course, to help out this baseball team. 610-632-0975. Andrew McCutchen, that was the first pickup by the Phillies this offseason, and everyone was okay with it as long as you went out and did something else, like Machado or Harper. But they didn't stop there, of course. They got Real Muto, and they also grabbed Segura, and now Harper. Everything that they've done thus far, Klintak and company in the front office, A-plus, now that you're able to top things off with this Harper move. 610-632-0975. Seth in the Northeast is next on the Fanatic. Hey, Seth.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, man. How are you?
I've had a very emotional day today.
All right, tell us how it started then. If it was emotional, how were you earlier before this news broke down?
I woke up just like sick of all this Harper stuff, and then you know I'm at work, you know, making a delivery, and I hear, oh, they, you know, that he signed 13 years, $330 million. It's just crazy,
right?
I totally did not see it coming. I mean, last year I felt like our problem in the lineup was everybody was batting at least one spot higher in the lineup, and this for sure fixes our problem. Everybody's taking on less of a responsibility in terms of what we already had before, and now that we have Harper, Segura, McCutchen,
Real Muto.
Real Muto too, and we just have such a deep, deep lineup.
Now, where do you put Harper in the lineup?
Three. I would like to put him at the three or the four,
mm-hmm.
depending on, you know, how comfortable you are with Reese hitting at the four. If you want to hit him at the three, I would do either or, but definitely in the three or four spot.
And when you look at the pitching staff, are you comfortable with where they are right now? As it stands right now, where you're okay with it? Yes, of course, you want to get greedy and you want to go do some other things. But with this, in this particular case, now that your lineup, as you pointed out, as good as it is, they can get by. Because remember, look back at what they did and when they won the World Series. The only one that was really the guy was Cole Hamels, right? Now, Jamie Moyer did his part, and everyone else played their part as well. However, the only star, if you will, was Cole Hamels. But the lineup was tremendous.
No, I completely agree with you. I'm honestly fine where the rotation is right now. Obviously, we could use a couple other weapons, but I think it actually might be a little bit more beneficial to wait until the trade deadline in this case, because I'm not liking paying about $20 million a year for Keuchel. I like Kimbrel a lot. I think we should go try to pick him up.
Yep.
But I don't know about Dallas Keuchel, only because, you know, he's a little bit older. He's getting, he's going to probably ask for similar to what he made last year, which was $22 million. So I think it might be a little bit more beneficial for the team to wait until the trade deadline.
Well, and listen, man, thanks for the call, Seth. Really appreciated the ups and downs of this whole saga with the Phillies and Bryce Harper is finally over. 610-632-0975. Your reaction, Bryce Harper, he is a member of the Philadelphia Phillies. It came down earlier this afternoon. 13 years, $330 million. The Phillies got their man again. A power move by your baseball team. Your reaction, 610-632-0975. We'll take a quick break. We come right back. I'm Devon Givens here with you on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for 97.5 The Fanatic. With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The Philadelphia Flyers are 14-3-1 in their last 18 games. They are 7 back of the second wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. Philadelphia plus 150 on the money line to the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight. The Blue Jackets are 3-0 against the Flyers this season. Thunder 8-point favorites at home with the Philadelphia 76ers. The total at Chesapeake Energy Arena in Oklahoma City, 239. The 76ers have gone 7-3 to the under in their last 10 games. Delaware looks to end a 2-game losing streak. The Blue Hens are 4.5-point underdogs at home to Northeastern. Hofstra favored by 7 at Drexel. Cheer on your favorite team at Sugar House Casino Sportsbook with a special food and drink menu at Fishtown Hops. Bet on the madness at Sugar House Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Right now, rejuvenating your bathroom is a pleasure at the Home Depot. Starting with the powerful Waterpik Torrent Showerhead at a new lower price of just $19.98. With 9 spray settings, including a power pulse massage with up to twice the massage force of other spray heads. So treat your bath well, and it'll return the favor. Save on the Waterpik Torrent Showerhead. Now during the Winter Kitchen and Bath event. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
For 4 days only. Stretch your savings at JCPenney. What are you waiting for? Hurry in today for 50% off select Exertion activewear for him or her. Amp up your workout with new arrivals in fun patterns, bold color blocking, and breathable mesh. Plus, get an extra 20% off with your coupon and save any way you pay. It only lasts through Sunday, so race in today. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offers valid 2/28 to 3/3. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
Tax and tax additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 2018 Cadillac XTS, 30,428 previous rental miles, 3.19% for 84 months, 319.50 for 84 months, and 5.89% APR with $49.95 down. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
Held over through month end, Frank Kerbeck issues presidential savings. Over 180 Cadillacs reduced. 2018 Cadillac XTS all-wheel drive, just $26.8. Original MSRP was $53,740. You paid $26.8. That's half price. Just $319 per month buys it. Financing as low as 3.19%. All-wheel drive. Cadillac XTS. Original MSRP was $53,740. You pay just $26.8. That's half price. $319 per month buys it. Not a lease. You own it. Cadillac XTS was $53,700. You pay just $26.8. That's half price. Held over through month end at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for, a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying. It's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
The Home of Brian Westbrook, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, 718, 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you for about another 25 minutes as we talk about Bryce Harper, a member of your Philadelphia Phillies. 13 years, $330 million. We cannot stress that enough. How about that? I was looking at John Heyman again before we get to Thomas next on the phone, 610-632-0975. John Heyman also put out about a half hour ago, he actually put out where he said the Nats' original offer, if you all remember, the Washington Nationals had, the report was out that they had offered 10 years, $300 million, and Harper had turned it down. Well, apparently John Heyman is now saying that the original offer of 300 for 10 wasn't really worth $300 million. It was worth a lot less. About $100 million was deferred. Right? Deferred. Some until Bryce was about 60. So it was kind of a Bobby Bonilla type of deal, where it goes a little longer, and they turned it down, of course. Now the Phillies are happy to have this man in here for 13 years.
And then there's reports out there that the Giants offered a 12-year, $310 million offer.
12 for 310?
If you're willing to go 310, why wouldn't you just go 330? They weren't willing to go 330, according to those reports.
I guess they didn't feel like they needed to go that much higher, or the fact that the reports stated how they wanted to stay on the West Coast. 310, 12 years, they'll stay on the West Coast and take a shave a little bit off and not have to worry about it. But no, took the better deal here with the Philadelphia Phillies. And of course, we're all thrilled about it. Harper, no opt-outs in it. And according to Heyman again, had a short-term 3-4 years, one for $43 million a year, but preferred the Philly deal in the end. Pretty good. Pretty good. He's one of yours now. Bryce Harper, 610-632-0975. Let's keep it moving. Sixers, Thunder, 8 o'clock tip right here on The Fanatic. Thomas and Media is next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
Good, man. What's going on?
I'm good. I can't believe this deal. No cost, 13 years, $330 million. Like, I didn't even see that coming because they were saying Phillies may be out of it. And he wants a 3-year opt-out. He wants to do a 5-year opt-out. This is crazy. This is awesome.
No, it is, man. It's really cool. It threw us all off, man. As you just said, Tom, didn't expect it, didn't see it coming. But here we are right now, man, thrilled that he is a member of the Phillies. Wow, 13 years, man.
Yeah, what they're saying to 2031. That's crazy.
I know. 2031, but hey, he'll be here for all. Hopefully we get a couple of World Series opportunities here for the Phillies with him here now. But listen, man, Tom, thanks for the call, man. Look at it. Look at it again. Look at with him now, you can focus on everyone else in the lineup. With Real Muto and Segura and McCutcheon and having Rhys Hoskins, and what do you do with Herrera? This is fun. This is going to be a fun time. We have plenty of time to worry about the others and Kimbrel and Keuchel. This is going to be a really good time in Phillies baseball. It's good to have it back. Just think back to 2008 and the run that they had from then on, all the way up to the 102 win season. Unfortunately, we know how that ended. However, I mean, man, this city was nuts. So now you're talking about the Eagles and the trajectory that they're on, the Sixers, hopefully, and the run that they're looking at, the Phillies with where they are right now. Man. I'm not even going to talk about the Flyers right now, but let's just keep the good vibes going. 610-632-0975. TJ in South Jersey checks in next on 97.5. What's up, TJ?
What's up, Devon?
And they're at 1-0 right now. What's up, TJ?
No, I'm just driving home from work. You know what I want to do, Devon? I'm going to take you back about 2-3 months, all right?
Yep.
The Sixers trade for Jimmy Buckets, right?
Yep.
Boom, I'm excited. Sixers better. Couple months later, Sixers they get Harris.
Yep.
Even better team. Same day or maybe the next day, we get Real Muto on the Phillies, right?
Uh-huh.
And then we get rid of Markelle Fultz, okay? And now we just got Bryce Harper on the Phillies. Just like you just said, Devon, I am ecstatic. The Eagles are doing well. The Phillies are on top. You know, we a killer offseason. I was so worried we weren't going to get Harper. This afternoon when I heard, I was at work jumping for joy, screaming his name. The Sixers are in a good, kind of in a good spot. We have a good opportunity. I think we need a little bit better coaching. But, you know, like you said, let's stay positive.
That's right. All positivity, TJ. Thanks for the call, man. Glad you're excited about everything that's going on here with our local team, Sixers, Flyers, Eagles, and of course the Phillies in this great move, man. It's a great time to be a Philadelphia sports fan with everything that's going on. Now you can start to play with the lineup. You start to think ahead to when he's going to ring the bell at the Sixers game, right? Is it going to be Saturday when they host the Golden State Warriors? Oh, no, maybe they'll wait until next Sunday when they play the Indiana Pacers in the Sunday afternoon or something like that, right? Or the Bucks. Who knows, right? But this is where we are. Yesterday, just again, think back. Yesterday, we were starting to point the finger and have that negative attitude about it because we started getting those reports about the Giants and how they are jumping into it. And plenty of callers, got to give them credit, called in last night, even on Twitter, pointing out how, listen, Scott Boras is just trying to run things up and give his client the best opportunity to cash in. It's called negotiation. It's called just trying to push the envelope a little bit. And he did that. Or maybe whatever. However it happened, it doesn't matter. He's a Philly now. 610-632-0975. Ryan in Collingdale joins us next. What's up, Ryan?
What's up, Devon?
Oh, great stuff, man. How are you?
Well, when I heard that earlier when Natalie reported and she said that John Heyman said it, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was maybe Boras told John Heyman like to say something like that, so maybe like the Dodgers or the Giants raised their price or whatever.
I thought, and I was listening at the time during Mike's show, and Nat broke it, and I too was like, uh-oh, this is about to say the Giants. I just felt it. It was going to be the Giants, and he said, nope, he's a Philly.
So when she said he's going to the Phillies and John Heyman reported, I'm like, that can't be true. I'm like, this guy's been saying everything that Boras has been telling him to say. I said, this is probably a joke to get the other teams to give them what they want. But then when the reports came out, like, from other people after that, I was like, wow, I can't believe he actually took the deal when all the reporters were saying that he really didn't want to come here.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Ryan, when we started talking last night and everybody was saying he didn't like this and his wife preferred to be out on the West Coast, maybe all of that stuff was true. But 13 years in your face with $330 million is tough to turn down. And I hate to go there here as well, but you know, the Players Association, stuff like that, they don't like for guys to turn down big money like this when they have an opportunity to cash in like this versus taking, let's just say, the 310 that Brian pointed out, 12 years, 310 from the 40, from the Giants. I keep saying the 49ers, but from the Giants.
Yeah. Because, you know, if you would turn that down, his wife probably been like, are you crazy or something?
Well, she's excited now, Ryan. Thanks for the call, I'm sure. 610-632-0975. That's the thing, though. The Players Association, they can get like that in all these sports where they say, you know, you cannot turn that down. You got to go there. No matter if you want to be there or not, you have to go there and take that money. Period. Take that money. Jeff in Kutztown joins us next on the Fanatic. What's up, Jeff?
Take that money.
Take that money, Jeff.
Right. Quick question. So Bryce Harper wore number 34 with the Nationals.
Yes.
As we all know, that was the number for Roy Halladay.
Correct.
What do we do now? What number does Bryce wear?
I don't know because I'm not familiar. I'm not familiar enough with any other numbers that he may have possibly had back in high school, or maybe he wore 34 in high school. I have no idea. That's a great question. I don't know what he wore in the minors. I don't know if I have no clue. I really don't. But I would think, Jeff, to your point of 34 and Roy Halladay, with everything of him going into the Hall of Fame, how much the now organization and the family have been connected since the unfortunate death of Roy Halladay, I would think that 34 would be off limits now. And I would also think that with Harper being a baseball person the way I think he is, that he might just stay away from 34 out of respect of Roy.
Yeah, we hope so. And we're glad to have him in Philadelphia. Thanks for taking the call.
No, thank you, man. Really appreciate it. And that it's minor, but it's important based on Roy Halladay, of course, and how soon everything had happened and him now going into the Hall of Fame. Just being one of us in the short time that he was here, we embraced him. He embraced us. The family also embraced this city. So the way the Phillies do things, I'm just saying I don't see it happening with Harper wearing 34, but I could be wrong. Could be wrong. Maybe they speak to the family and the family gives, hey, go ahead, you know, just go out there and represent it well and all of those things. I'm a number guy. I'm weird that way, so it's not a bad question to me. I am a number guy. I can remember numbers from players that don't mean anything. But this is a little different with Roy Halladay and the impact that he had while a member of the Phillies. B, you were about to say something?
I mean, he's a Philly for life now, so I think he'll understand the importance of 34.
Create his own number now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he will pick 34 or not, but he's a Philly for life. Now he's part of the family, so I think he'll understand the Halladay situation.
I'm sure he would. 610-632-0975. Final segment for us on the other side. Scott, we start with you, Jim, Zach, Mike, Frank. We're going to make sure we get you in here before we hand things off to Brian Seltzer for the Sixers pregame coverage. Sixers Thunder, 8 o'clock tip right here on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. The Phillies sign Bryce Harper. Keep it locked on The Fanatic as baseball returns to Philadelphia. This is 97.5, The Fanatic.
Here's a deal from Sprint that you won't want to miss. Right now, when you switch to Sprint, we'll give you $50 on a prepaid MasterCard for each new phone you lease. The card is issued by MetaBank member FDIC. Just register for the card online and you're good to go. That's right, $50 for each new phone you lease when you bring your number to Sprint. And when you get a new iPhone, you get an incredible new iPad for $99. Plus, a $100 prepaid MasterCard. Make the switch today. And don't miss all the other great deals you'll find waiting for you on Sizzling Sprint Saturday. Join us March 2nd at your local Sprint store. Cards require 60 days of service before card ships. iPad 6 Gen 32GB 417 per month after $15 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within two bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Taxes due at sale. Offer not available everywhere, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owe the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas or pain or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Tax and tax additional offers on select models with approved credit. 24-month lease on Core Acadia, $24.95 due at signing with 1500 GM competitive lease renewal with qualified event ends 2/20/19. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
Held over through month end, Frank Kerbeck issues presidential savings on over 250 Buicks and GMCs. Reduced up to 33% off MSRP. 0% financing up to 72 months on most Buick models. Lease new 2019 Buick Encore, just $129 per month. Lease 2019 GMC 7-passenger Acadia, $199 per month. Experience the new Buick. GMC, we are professional grade. Buicks and GMCs reduced up to 33% off MSRP. 0% up to 72 months. Buick Encore, $129 a month. GMC Acadia, $199 a month. Held over through month end at FC Kerbeck Buick GMC.com.
Come join us.
Ms. Forzetta and Trey, Anthony and Jason, or Mike, Tyrone, and Natalie. Listen to the podcast on the Fanatic app. This is 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up? This is Brian Westbrook, and you're listening to my guy, Devon Givens, on 97.5, The Fanatic.
7:35. I'm sure B. West is excited. Well, maybe not, because B. West is from that DMV area, and I've seen him plenty of times rocking his Washington Nationals hat. Ah, I gotta text him now. Get on him about this one. See how he feels. 610-632-0975. Let me see real fast. Let me see if B. West put anything up on Twitter about Bryce Harper coming to the Phillies. He's a Philly guy though, so he's all in. No, he didn't put anything up. So now I do have to go and mess with him about Washington losing their star player. 610-632-0975. Listen, we have Sixers Thunder coming up. Paul George out. We'll hear more from Brian Seltzer and give us an update on his shoulder. Paul George out with a shoulder. We know no Joel Embiid tonight for the Sixers. Still being reevaluated. He will be reevaluated. Keith Pompey of Philly.com did ask Brett Brown pregame about the availability of and the update on Joel Embiid, and he just said they're still basically, you know, going through the process of figuring things out. So, no Embiid, no Boban Marjanovic. You all know that he was injured in the final minutes of the Pelicans game, so he's out. Justin Patton called up from the Bluecoats. So they're shorthanded, but no Paul George, who's arguably a top three MVP candidate in the league. Sixers certainly have a shot tonight against the Russell Westbrook and the Thunder, and you can hear that tip. Tom McGinnis, 8 o'clock, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's go to Scott in Wilmington, who's been hanging on patiently on The Fanatic. Hey, Scott.
Hey, what's going on, Devon?
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Just leaving work. I just got a couple quick points. One, thank God this is finally over.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
But two, everybody was saying, you know, he don't want to come here, he don't want to play here, but you look at his stats here. Who wouldn't want to come here when you got those stats? You know what I mean? He hits 14 home runs in 50 games. You double that. Let's say he averages 40 home runs a year now.
Yep.
When he plays half of his games with us. That puts him, over the course of the contract, that puts him damn near close to that that home run record. Once you start looking at that contract and what he's going to average.
Oh, yeah. No question. Yeah, and that was one of the things we talked about. People pointed out how he had never got into what was the one night I was doing? I think it was the 100 RBIs and hitting over 30 home runs, and he's done that a couple of times. Now, the RBI, he only hit one time when he hit 100, but listen, in this ballpark, when he's had that success, Scott, as you pointed out, and being here for 81 games, and he'll have time off, of course, we know. But if the way he hits in this ballpark, and I think Ty pointed it out, that Scott Boras mentioned the fact that the ballpark being a big part of the decision coming here because he does play so well here, Scott.
Absolutely. And, I mean, to me, he's a Philly guy. I mean, nobody else breaks their nose on running down a home run ball, except for, and we love that here. You play hard here, we're going to love you. So I didn't understand why everybody was like, oh, he doesn't want to play here. He doesn't, you know, we're rough on our players, but when you give us all you got, we'll love you forever.
Oh, no question, Scott. Thanks for the call, man. All he has to do is go out there and be himself, produce, give the effort that we think he's going to be able to go out there and give. And all of that stuff will take care of itself. If he gets off to a 190 start or a 210 start, yeah, people will be frustrated by him and want more from him, rightfully so. But as soon as he comes up and he's in a slump, you'll also hear the cheers from the crowd. Remember when Pat Burrell was going through that tough time and everyone was cheering for him? He was like 2 of 25. He couldn't hit anything. Every time he stepped up to the plate, though, nice ovation. Just trying to encourage him to go out there and do his thing. That's all he has to do is go out there and do his work, and he'll be fine. Jimmy Mount Laurel checks in next on The Fanatic. Hey, Jimmy.
Yo, D, how's the brother?
Hey, man, how are you, man? What's going on?
I'll be Dr. Jim Smith Jr.
Congratulations.
So far working on that school.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you, man. Listen, I was on campus today crunching numbers with my advisor. We're doing statistics. We're 2 hours in. She decides to take a break. I pull out my phone, check what's up, saw Mr. Harper coming to Philly. I was done for the rest. Couldn't study. Couldn't talk. I'm like, yeah, this is good. She's like, what you smiling about? I said, we got B. Harper. She said, who was that?
it's amazing, man. And again, all the stuff that we've been going through, just dissecting it all, and why he doesn't like Philadelphia, and looking back and when he was booed, and what's the issue? His wife may not want to be here. It's too rough. Well, all of that, I guess, was nothing.
Yeah, it was nothing. Yesterday when I was listening, got concerned because Negadelphia was out live, making it all personal. I didn't take a side. I'm like, both sides are trying to do the best they're trying to do. And just because you do the best star hunting with the Sixers, you're not always going to get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people could say yes, people could say no. You know, just stay positive, be hopeful, and it worked out.
Yeah.
It worked out, though. There's a lot of happy Philly fans, man.
As they should be, man. Listen, once again, congratulations to you, Dr. Jim. Really looking forward to all of that and speaking to you down the line, man. Really appreciate you calling in tonight.
Thank you. Be good, dude.
You got it, man. Thanks. Talk to you soon. 610-632-0975. I guess you could say we were part of the negative crowd last night when we were asking who would you point the finger at in disappointment should this not go through, with all of the belief now leading towards the San Francisco Giants or the Los Angeles Dodgers. I did that show last night. You could point the finger back at me now because I went the other way. I was like, this is not going to happen. Me and Ty in here, Tyler Zuli produces the show. He's producing. We're sitting here like, I don't know, man. This doesn't look good. The Giants are trying to throw 10 years at him now. The West Coast, it's still a little chilly out there in San Francisco. But that being said, it's California. Maybe he wants to stay out there. Didn't look good. Man, were we wrong. Am I glad we were wrong? Zach in South Jersey, thanks for hanging on, Zach. You're up next on the Fanatic. Yo, Zach.
Devon, what's going on? How you doing, my man?
Oh, great. How are you?
What a day. I'm good. What a day.
Right around 2:45. Everybody's day changed.
Yeah. So 2 points I wanted to make. First one is I think the front office are genius for bumping up to 13 years, because freeing up that $8 million difference.
Yeah.
Is going to be huge putting it towards either immediately or down the road to a left-handed starting pitcher.
Yep.
So that was genius by them, and I think that's going really underrated. The second point I want to make is Harper, I expect him to tear the cover off the ball, but he's going to open up the production for Hoskins too, because that's going to be that 3-4 punch that the NL hasn't seen in a while, and I see us going to the top pretty soon.
No, listen, man, and it's crazy because, again, now we can start to play around with the lineup in our heads, right? We can go back and forth and where this guy should bat and who's best where, and we can debate it. But we're all debating it because look at how much talent they now have in this lineup, man, where you can do stuff like that. And it's all really because of the flexibility of now having him in the lineup.
Yeah, it's a great debate to have. And all the people that didn't want him, better get used to him, because we're stuck with him for 13 years.
13 years, Zach. Thanks for the call, man. Enjoy the rest of your night. Really appreciate it. Frank in the Northeast. What's up, man? You're on the Fanatic.
Now that we got a good lineup, they're going to put this in the hands of Kapler?
Well, it's up to him now. Just like the Elton Brand made the moves, and now Brett Brown has some heat on him, some pressure, the same now can be said for Gabe Kapler if he doesn't find a way to make this thing work.
I just can't see it with him as the manager.
And why is that? Because it's just his style?
Yeah, his style doesn't work here. Nobody knows where they stay at in the lineup. Not a steady lineup, not a players in the bullpen don't know where they stand. The same issue they had last year.
Yeah, well, listen, man, thanks for the call. Right now, you know what? Let's focus on that later on as things start to happen, and it gives us a reason for us to complain about Gabe Kapler. Let's go to Mike in Media, our final caller of this evening, before we get to Brian Seltzer with the pregame coverage for the Sixers game. Mike, what's going on?
Devon, really appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
I need your help, man. I need you to talk me down. I think I'm in the other side of the camp here with the Bryce Harper signing, where I'm not that thrilled about it,
uh-huh.
Mainly because I look back in the history of the MLB and I look at the signings of Albert Pujols when they did that big contract,
yeah.
With the Phillies' history with Ryan Howard in that contract. And then I know that down the line in 2 years, I got a guy in Mike Trout who wants to come to Philadelphia. I would have rather spent the money this year on two pitchers to bulk up our bullpen and then save that money for a power player like Trout who is going to fulfill that lineup.
And while Mike, most of us, all of us probably agree that Mike Trout, we will want him here as well, why wait? If you have an opportunity to improve your ball club right now and the ability to bring somebody like that in.
You
look at the contract, but even to the point of the caller that we just pointed out with the $8 million being saved, you don't know how things are going to go in 2 years where they might be able to then fix the numbers, fix the books a little bit. Mike, thanks for the call, man. Sorry we got to let you go. Sixers basketball is up next. You might be able to spend that money because of how you saved down the line and potentially bring Mike Trout in here. And also, we don't know for a fact that Mike Trout wants to come to Philadelphia. I'm sure if the Angels throw a boatload of money at him like the Phillies just did to Bryce Harper, it's going to be hard for him to turn that down and not stay there. This is a very, very, very good, a great signing for the Philadelphia Phillies. Nice injection of energy again for this baseball team as we get ready for the start of the season. It's fantastic. We will continue to talk about it for days and days, of course, here in the Fanatic, but we do have to shift our attention now to the Sixers, the other hot team in the city, taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder. That is next on the Fanatic. Brian Seltzer with the pregame coming up next. B, Brian McLaughlin. I'm Devon Gibbs. We'll be back after the game talking Sixers and probably Bryce Harper as well. Stay tuned for Sixers Thunder right here on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.